Hello, everybody. Cal Banion here. Cal Banion's Hypnosis, Etc. with Meredith Locker and L. Ron Ferguson. This is the second in the series. This is podcast number 201 because it is the hopefully the end of our top 10 series where we review our favorite top 10 episodes from the last 100 episodes that we've done together. And gosh, so far, it's been wild. From ice cream cake to getting the inside scoop on some private life stuff here. Now you guys stop it. All right, if you guys are watching this anywhere except calbanion.com, go there now because right below this video, right down there, you know, we got links to all the podcasts and everything else that we're talking about. Some quick announcements. Become a VIP member. Get a list to all the podcasts so that you can watch them anytime you want, anywhere you want. Or, you know, some people, they don't watch them. They just download the audio, put it in their phone or their MP3 player, and go for a walk. And walking with L. Ron, Meredith, and me. How cool is that? What we're going to do, since we didn't get it all done last episode, we're going to extend the 20% off coupon that we're doing for all of our viewers. You can get 20% off anything on the website. We'll put it right on this page, and you can, for the rest of this week, so we get an extra week, a bonus week, that you can get 20% off of anything. I can't give you 200% off. It's a 200 episode, so I figured 20% off should be, I could have done 2%. That wouldn't have been too exciting. Okay, please go to hypnosiscenter.com to get my schedule. Please check out the completely new hypnosis.org. Now, once again, let me introduce to you the hilarious L. Ron Ferguson. Let me tell you what, he's a true one percenter. He's so good, I let him co-teach my classes with me, and he supervises people when they're doing their practicing sessions before and after the class part of the class. And he sees, he's gone through our internship program. He has also, he sees clients here at our center, so we know for absolutely sure he is an awesome hypnotherapist. How you doing, L. Ron?
I'm doing good, Cal. And the best part of that is that we get to kind of play good cop, bad cop, you know? I'm the good cop. When we...
You're the bow and I'm the wow.
That's right. The bow and the wow. You know, I come into class and I say, so, L. Ron, feedback from practice. I say, well, for starters, Cal, everybody's doing really good. And you go, you're not supposed to tell them that.
I'm so nice in the videos, aren't I?
So nice. So
and
nice.
Then when I get in class, you see the real side of me. I'm hard and I'm serious and demanding and give you homework and stuff.
Oh, no, not homework. Oh, yeah, that's a good thing, though. The more you sweat in practice, the less you bleed in session. What's that, Cal? Something like that.
Yeah. Hey, introduce Meredith for everybody.
Okay. For those of you that don't know Meredith, Meredith is the Hypno Lady of L.A. We trained her. She went through the internship just like I did before I did. She was even a practicing therapist beforehand with a master's degree and the whole shebang. She has a very successful practice up in the L.A. area. And if I knew anyone that needed to get to the other side of some problems, I would send them to Meredith right away. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, a little zingy today. I don't know why.
That's because you're such a lonely man.
Yeah, right.
Well, before I introduce Cal, I want to just clear something up for everybody out there. L. Ron Ferguson is a one-woman man, and he does only have one girlfriend. So just to clear that up, now it's clear.
Now, Meredith, how do you know that to be a fact?
Oh, well, as a matter of fact, I don't. L. Ron, is that a fact?
It's a fact.
Okay.
It's a fact. I'm, you know... How should I put this? Yeah, I'm still in Eastern Europe, but it's a really good thing.
So there you have it, everybody.
There you have it. Those are the intimate details. Now you know. The whole world knows.
Breaking news.
That's right.
Now, let me interrupt. In case you guys are wondering why they're babbling on like this, you will have to go back to episode 200 because they're kind of wrapping something up that was started there. Okay, Meredith.
Well, if you guys don't know who Cal Banion is, I would be shocked. But in case you don't, Cal Banyan is the person that brought us here. He's the reason we're doing these wonderful free podcasts that bring you all kinds of information about hypnosis, hypnotherapy, the world of hypnosis. Pretty darn amazing. He developed 5PATH. He, like me, has a master's degree in psychology, worked in that field before stepping into the best of the best of the hypnosis profession, and he trains the best of the best. He trained me, he trained Eldron, he's trained so many other people. He is the person that brought 7PATH, self-hypnosis, along with 5PATH, and his name is Cal Banyan.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, I'm just so lucky that as I've been doing these podcasts, you know, you two and Celeste and even people like James Ramey of Ultra Depth fame and Roy Hunter of book writing fame. He's a well-known author in the profession, and Maureen and everybody backing us up, you know, is really what led to me getting that Hypnotism in the Media Award at this last convention. It really, you know, it would be really boring if I just got up here and spoke all by myself every single time. And we have a lot more fun as we get this kind of interaction and this chemistry going. And so I really want to thank you guys for, you know, helping me out. Hey, let's see. Is it my turn to pick?
Yes,
it is.
All right. So we've gone through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the previous episode. And so I get to pick number 7. And number 7, gosh, it's really hard when, you know, you only get to pick like 3 or 4. And so I'm going to go with, let's see, it's between these two. Okay. Because it was fun. And because it was very informative, and because it was very creative, and because there's nothing like it on the internet, I nominate and choose podcast number 143, 143, Hypnotizing Van Gogh. Did you ever see that one, Meredith?
I did, and that was at the top of my list, too. I'm so glad you picked that, because now I don't have to debate myself about my next one. Yes, it was awesome, and such a great way to illustrate the process and to just take you through, and because it's not anymore a real person, because that person is no longer still alive, you had some leeway there with how you could do that. And you guys are just always hilarious when you do your podcast, so that you always bring that special edge of comedy into it, which I think helps people to learn more. But gosh, what a great glimpse into a 5PATH process from start to finish.
Thanks. How about you, Elron? What was that like for you?
That was good. That was when we were all still kind of green, well, I was at least, doing it. And yeah, that was just fantastic. We really went in depth on that one, I remember. I'm just describing the nuts and bolts of every part of the process and getting specific on that. That was a whole lot of fun to do. I remember, you know, we were trying to figure out who to pick, and like Van Gogh, like, oh, well, we got to go with Van Gogh because he's in the public domain. But we had other ideas, like we wanted to do Michael Jackson. I wanted to do Batman. I think that would have been great. You know, he comes in, yes, I'm very afraid of bats. And then, like, during the forgiveness work, he rips up the pillow, and we have to handle that. We should still do that at some time. What do you think, Cal?
I'd rather see you imitate Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. I could do that, but you have to pay me.
Oh, okay. Can you do like a...
I love the children. No, just kidding.
You're quite the dancer, so you could probably do the moonwalk and everything.
Right, right. No, actually, regarding Michael Jackson, I love to use, you know, I remember you posted it on the website a while ago. Something about how Uri Geller said that he hypnotized Michael Jackson and asked him if what he did was true. And since he said, no, I didn't do that in hypnosis, then, well, I know, because after all, hypnosis is a truth serum. I like to use that to illustrate to my clients that hypnosis isn't a truth serum. So for some reason, that was red flagged in my mind. Little tip for you hypnotherapists out there, though.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, so, Elron, this is kind of interesting. So that was probably like, I don't know, your 4th or 5th episode with us, right?
I do believe it was closer to the beginning, actually.
Yeah, okay.
Because I think that you did the one where you interviewed me, and then we went right into that.
Ooh, what was that like for you?
It was weird. It was different. I mean, you know, we were just trying to get it together, and I was really, really excited. Not that I'm not excited right now, but I was a lot more excited. Definitely an interesting experience to kind of get inside the mind of a client and describe the process and how things go. And I'm glad everybody found it funny. You know, I remember at the time I wasn't trying to be funny, but I guess it was in retrospect.
Cool. All right. Thank you very much. So now I think it is Meredith's turn. Do you have a pick?
I have a lot of picks, but I've narrowed it down to my next one. And it's actually a series, another series, because I think the series, there's just something about a series where, you know, in 20 minutes, we can't get into that much detail. But if we do a series of, you know, podcasts on a particular topic, we can really get into the nitty-gritty about it. And so I just think that that's more valuable. But I picked number 195, and that's the first of a series, parts 1 through 5, and we just recently filmed it. It's the forgiveness of others segment, and I think there's really so little out there, even in the Bolsom, you know, library, the externship program that Cal created, that really gets as deep into forgiveness of others as we got in these segments. And so we did 5 different webcasts. By now, you probably have watched them. If you haven't, please do. But as we're filming, they're not even all published yet. They're not even all out there. So pretty exciting stuff. And we've been getting a lot of great feedback about them. And I feel great about them, too. What do you think, Cal?
Well, you know, really, I think it turned out really well. And it was on my top 10 list as well. And I think that our viewers really owe it to you, because you kind of egged me on about doing it until we finally did it. So that was great. Al Ryan, have you had a chance to see any of those?
Yes, I have. They're fantastic. Absolutely. Yeah, really gets into the process.
You know, I also think that stuff like that, when we do a episode on a subject or answering a couple of questions, it's kind of like a magazine article. It's not like a book where you really get into it really deep. We can introduce something, we can answer some questions about a topic, but when we get into these series where we do 3, 4, 5, 6, and even 7 episodes, you know, what a value that is. I mean, we'll give you more information than you'll get in some books or some live classes out there. So really particularly proud of those. And that's why I think they're going to be on our top 10 list so frequently. All right, L. Ron, do you have a pick?
Yes, I do. And it is, where is it here? I got it. It is number 161. What does being hypnotized feel like? How to handle transference? And more. And I particularly like this. You know, I was going between this and 3 other ones, but I just think this is important. Cal talks about transference. I ask him some really good questions. We also answer questions about clients who, you know, they go, well, I didn't feel hypnotized, and I don't think it's working, and I think I made it all up. There's an episode right after that sort of goes on with that theme, but 161, that's definitely a really good one. How to handle all sorts of different, sort of like a troubleshooting episode. I like it a lot.
Awesome. Hey, Meredith, have you had a chance to see that one?
I have, and I think it's fantastic, and that's actually on my list as well. And, it was so hard to pick. I still have 10 more on my list that we haven't even gotten to, and we're just wrapping it up. I mean, so these webcasts, these free webcasts, are just so amazing. I mean, it's such great stuff that we're putting out there for people to be able to get into that top 1% of the profession.
Cool. Well, you know what? We're making such good time in this podcast. What I'd like you two to do is, if you have like an honorable mention or two, or that we're not squeezing into this top 10 list, then there'll be time for you to share those. So who's next?
You.
Me? Oh, okay. Yeah. I knew that. Let's see. Number... it's another series. It's a 4-part series with Meredith talking about working with eating disorders using hypnosis. Part 1 is number 138. And I really suggested that Meredith kind of take the lead on that, because Meredith has a huge amount of experience in the normal kind of counseling, psychotherapy world with eating disorders. And so with that background, and then moving into hypnotherapy, she was just able to give a huge amount of information on how to work with those disorders from the perspective of the hypnotherapist. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Meredith?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when I did that, I kind of wanted to bring information to the hypnotherapist that they might not know about eating disorders to start with. But in truth, we could have done a few second segment on it and said, you know what, you just five-path them. And, you know, we did a four-part series. And essentially, the truth is, if you take those same people, whether they're anorexic or bulimic or a compulsive overeater, and you do five-path on them, you will get resolution of the issue. So, but I did get into a lot of detail about kind of what you might expect, what you might find, some things you might otherwise trip over if you didn't have a chance to see those or know that information when working with people with eating disorders. But in essence, it's just like anything else, whether it's a chronic illness or it's depression or it's insomnia or it's nail biting or smoking or drugs or anything else, you just five-path them and they will take you to the root of the problem. Resolve it that way, bring them up the emotional scale, and send them on their way to peace and happiness. It's as simple as that.
Beautiful. Elron, did you ever see that series?
I did. It was fantastic. Eating disorders, you know, it's like... Yeah, I totally hear what you're saying, Meredith. Yeah, just five-path them, but there are some specific things to every issue that only come with experience, and it's always great to have someone who's experienced in that sort of thing give you the tips.
Beautiful. Well, that's it. 10. But we've got a couple of minutes left over, so let's see. I think it's Elron's turn. Would you like to come up with an honorary mention that I can write down? Something that you'd like to have on the list but didn't fit in?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. It's episode 153, and it's part one of a two-part series. It's where Meredith and I talk about how to talk to clients, you know, common questions from potential clients. And, you know, it's more business-oriented, but... it's also just really fantastic. And kind of, you know, it's not just about talking to people before a session, but talking to people at their first session. And I really think a lot of the questions that we answer are typically phase one questions that really help you to prepare your client for success and get them in the correct mindset to really make, to have the maximum benefit from the sessions that are going to follow that. I like those a lot.
Awesome. Meredith, do you remember doing that, or like, did he do all the talking?
No, I remember doing it. It was really fun. I think that was the segment where at some point in one of those you said something about the psychic hairball and undoing that, and that just cracked me up and kind of carried me through the rest of that segment. But I had that on my list too, and it was really fun to get to do that with Elron and to get to go through that, and it kind of you know, helped us to learn from each other as well and help, I'm sure, a ton of people out there to know how to answer those common questions. I mean, it's such a valuable resource, especially for people just starting out in the profession. I mean, they can just go straight to that and, you know, save a lot of time and effort having to figure all of that out.
Very nice. And you know me, I like any episode that I don't have to do anything. That's my favorite episodes right there. Hey, you know what? I think, let's see. Oh, maybe I should do an honorary mention. Let's see here. I have so many. I'm going to go with... Okay, we each get two honorary mentions. Because I want to. One is the informing soul technique and as an advanced process. And 7-Path Self-Hypnosis number 105 with Meredith and me. So good. Meredith, you want to say anything about the Informing Soul or that particular podcast? Way back, like that's almost 100 podcasts ago.
Yeah, that was my very second podcast, as a matter of fact. And I really wanted to get into that. That's, you know, the Informing Soul technique is just one of my favorite techniques. It's one of my favorite subjects. And I remember at the time, I don't think you like really wanted to get into that. I was kind of like out of the box, like, okay, let's delve into this. And you were kind of, I don't remember what your objection was. It wasn't, I think it was more about that there was so much to kind of get into that you weren't sure you wanted to go there in a 20-minute segment. But it turned out really great. And it's always fun to talk about that. It's our secret weapon, right? You know, when we take people before they actually took, you know, embodiment, incarnated in the body that they're in now, and they can get all kinds of answers. And it couldn't be more a more valuable process. And so we get into some of that, and I think that's really fun.
You know, I do it with just about every client who's kind of a spiritual person, and I find that it just supercharges all of the work I'm going to do, like age regression, forgiveness therapy, because it brings in that total higher perspective. Elrond, do you ever use the informing soul technique?
Yeah, absolutely, when it's appropriate. And you're right, just like you said, it's that secret weapon. Gives you that extra little punch for clients that need it, and I completely agree. Supercharges the work.
Cool. Let's see, Elrond, I think it's you, right? You get to do your honorary mention?
Hey, you keep skipping me. What's going on?
You women, you got to stand up for yourself.
I'm standing up. Here
All
I
right.
am.
I can't
turn.
Keep track.
Let's hear it.
Okay,
actually,
now you're in charge, Meredith.
I think that I've been getting my desires met because I kind of wanted you guys to go first so that you could strike through any of the ones that are on my list so that I can have more options. But I'll go ahead and do one of mine. And this was really hard because, you know, I realize as I go through these 100 episodes that, you know, we didn't put a whole lot of filler in here. I mean, there's quality episodes time and time and time and time again, and that's why it's so hard to narrow it down. But my next pick is a relatively recent one, and I think that we get into some aspects of age regression in a way that we have never ever gotten into it before. And it's podcast number 190, and it's with Cal and myself, and a new graduate had asked some questions about age regression and multiple emotions and you know, how to decide which emotion to follow, and, you know, we get into all kinds of things. What if the feeling changes during an age regression and an affect bridge? What if they start out with it being, you know, anger, and then it's suddenly fear, and what then? And all kinds of nitty-gritty, and I just think that it's one of the clearest accounts of the most complicated detailing of age regression that we've gotten into before. And so that just had to make the list. 190.
Cool. Yeah, and you know, the thing about me is I cannot ever stop talking about age regression. It's just the most powerful tool we ever had in hypnosis. And so I'm totally with you on that. Good. So Meredith, who goes next?
That'd be Elrond.
Yay! Okay, episode number 179, working with difficult clients and clients who want to run your hypnotherapy sessions. And this is one of my favorite topics. I think Cal, it's definitely Cal's favorite topic too. This is one of the things that we're famous for as five pathers, having a more directive approach. And, you know, really eliciting that type of involvement that we need to have from the clients to help them have a breakthrough, especially when you're dealing with more insight-oriented, emotionally-oriented techniques. We get into some great stuff just about, you know, what is hypnosis, how to prepare clients properly, if they have questions, if they're difficult, resistance is futile. So I like that episode a lot.
All right. Super. Yeah, I did too. It was on my list of top 10. All right, I'm going to put one more in here, and then I'll just let anyone who wants to add one. And you guys who are watching, if you have a favorite podcast that we didn't list, leave a comment down there and just say, you guys left out this. I don't believe you watched all those videos, or you would have known that this was the one of the best. And you just write it down there, and we'll be happy to post it. Let's see. I really liked... Uh-oh, where'd it go? Did I lose it? There it is. 186. Hypnosis for Chronic Illness and Painful Age Regressions and More. And my favorite part about that is it's a really unique podcast. It's something I teach in class, but you really don't hear anywhere else in the profession, and that is hypnosis doesn't heal anything. And I also get to talk about the diathesis stress model and how hypnosis and self-hypnosis can aid in the healing process, but hypnosis doesn't really heal anything, which is very good because you know what? If you went around going, I'm a healer, you could actually, in some places, be charged with practicing medicine without a license. And when you take on the attitude of, hey, hypnosis doesn't heal anything, when we remove stress from the body, then the body can better heal itself or better respond to appropriate medical treatment. And so that was, once again, number 186. All right. Any of you guys have any input on that or anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I didn't get my second honorable mention one.
God, you know, you're my favorite co-host. Can't you tell?
You're overcompensating by giving Elron favorable treatment.
I thought I was the favorite.
You're my favorite male co-host.
Oh. Thank
you. Oh, you're such a good dad. Look at how you are being like a dad to
Thank
us.
Thank you.
I know. Okay.
Okay, so I have one more. I have a lot more, but I'm going to do one more.
Show off.
It's one that the two of you guys did together, and it's number 180, and it's the suggestibility before and after the hypnosis session and more. And partly that it's a funny one to me because that was something I had wanted to do for a long time, and Cal kept going, oh, we'll do that next time, and then you guys did it. But I love that, you know, you got to think about all of it. You know, it's not just during the hypnosis that matters. It's not just that level of technical prowess and confidence that matters. It starts with the first phone call. It starts when they walk in the door. It ends when they walk out the door. And there's so much more to what we do than just the hypnosis. And you guys get into all of that there. I think it's really fantastic.
Fantastic is right. Well, thank you so much. And what I'm going to do is ask both of you to submit to Taylor, our electronic genius, to hit your top 10. And then what we'll do, and I'll put my top 10. So you have Meredith's individual, what she thinks is her top 10, and Elron's, his individual top 10 list, and my individual top 10 list right down below. And you can compare and match and contrast. All right. Last words, let's see, who went last time? I think we'll go Meredith. Final words.
All right, everybody. So we are still collecting what if questions. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Bolsum series. It's the Banyan Online Supervision Meeting series, and it's a whole amazing series that Cal recorded as an externship program for the people who didn't get to benefit by doing an internship program like Elron and I got to do with Cal. And he really gets into a lot more detail that he doesn't have time to cover in the classes. But, you know, he did like 109 or 113 what if questions, and there's more that didn't even get covered there. And so some of you guys have been sending them in. I really appreciate it. We want more. I want to do a really significant series with that, with every single phase, and then kind of some extraneous ones as well. So submit those to me, Meredith at yourpathhypnosis.com. Thank you for tuning in. This has been really fun. We've made it over the 200 mark, and just keep on checking it out, because we just keep on bringing you the information you need to be the best of the best in the profession. Meredith Locker signing off.
Beautiful. Thank you, Meredith. Elron, final words.
Be a five pather. It's the way to go.
Wow. How about mentioning your website?
SafeEffectiveHypnosis.com. And, you know, just so y'all know, I'm really not that much of a goofball. Like I said in one episode with Cal, when you're in my office, it's all about helping you succeed. Elron Ferguson signing off.
All right. Hey, you guys. Thank you. Thank you, Elron. Thank you, Meredith. Thank you, Celeste, for that 60 episodes you did in the first 100. And thank you, Maureen and Kelsey and James Ramey and everyone else that's contributed to the first 200 episodes. I'm so honored to be a part of it. I want you to know the world is watching. I've got diagrams that show that people from every place in the world where they have an internet connection, they're watching, and together we're working to raise the profession. All right, remember to use your 20% off coupon. This is Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.